Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
G'day and welcome to Psalm 119. Today we're in verse 167. You know, the more I read the psalm, the more I read the Bible, the more I discover it really is a love story. The greatest of all the love stories that ever been written, that's ever been told, we find in the Bible. We find in our verse here today, in verse 167, he says, "My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly." See, now what he's talking about is his soul, the inner man, the person that you are. And he says, "I have kept thy testimonies." You know, to be able to keep God's word, as we talked earlier in this psalm, really it's a decision of your will. It's what you purpose to do in your life. It just doesn't happen. You know, somebody said to me one day, "My inspiration comes when I just sleep at night and I have the Bible laying next to me. When I wake up, I just jot something down on the paper." Well, I was thinking, well, good for him, but that doesn't work how it works with the rest of us. See, I really believe we get what we put into it. As we choose to read God's word and we choose to follow God's word, then with it, we find this tremendous blessing. We find this tremendous hope and peace within our life. And that's why he declared, "I love them exceedingly," because through the keeping of God's word and the study of God's word, he was seeing the fruit of that in his own life. You might say, "Well, boy, I sure like to have that in my life. I like to have peace. I like to have purpose. I would like to have direction." Then I need to ask you, are you truly keeping God's word? Do you love them exceedingly deep down within your heart, where you're willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I'll follow you. Yes, Lord, I'll keep your word. And yes, Lord, I'll look for you to lead and guide me in my life." Because just by us calling him Lord, really what we're saying is that we're choosing to be the bondservant of Jesus Christ. We're willing to yield ourselves to him and give up all the me inside of us. I love it that he says, "My soul hath kept thy testimonies." He had made that decision to keep God's word. You know, that's what I hope to do. As I look back at my life, and my desire is to keep God's word, not to keep a creed that men have made up, and not to stay obedient to a man or a church or an organization, but really, truly to be obedient to God's word and to just to simply to fall in love with the Bible. We used to sing a song where the lyrics went something, "I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again." And I could say that to be true with my life, how I just keep falling in love with God, how great and marvelous he is. Jesus said in John 14:21, he says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them." Notice, Jesus is telling us, he says, we got God's word. And then he says, "Are you keeping God's word?" And then he goes on and he defines it for us. He says, "He it is that loveth me, and that he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." And so he says, here in this love relationship, by keeping God's word, by knowledge and our love for him and to the Father, he says, God's going to reveal, or otherwise, Jesus is going to manifest himself, reveal himself to us. I treasure those times. I treasure walking with God. In verse 22, Judas said unto him, that's not Iscariot, he says, "Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Fair question, right? And Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him." What a beautiful picture. Really what he's saying, he says, you're making your life so comfortable, speaking of us. And you're by you keeping yourself right before God and living for him, he says, guess what? We're going to come to your house. We're going to come settle in, the Father and I. We're going to just dwell with you and have that beautiful picture of the Lord there in our house. You will say, Terry, what is the house? What's the house that you're talking about? Paul says, know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? You know, as us as believers, how God will come and settle down within our hearts and there abide with us and make his abode with us. In verse 24, chapter 14, Jesus said, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. And as my Father has loved you, in chapter 15, so I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And so this picture of this love story again. As the psalmist says, I'm keeping your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. And there's this beautiful picture of love. God in love with us, and we are in love with our Father. And by the result of that, because of a love relationship, we have the desire to keep God's word. It's not a have to. And if it's a have to you, then I think you're going at it wrong. It's because I get to. I want to keep God's word because he's so in love with me and he's demonstrated his love towards us that why each and every one of us was a sinner, God sent his son. Oh, Christ died for us while we were still dead in our sins. Jesus goes on in chapter 15. He says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. And that's what the psalmist is saying. He says, I've kept your testimony. And so he's enjoying. He's enjoying that love relationship with God. He says, he that keepeth my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Otherwise, Jesus is saying, I've set that example for you to follow. Now just simply abide. And as you abide, you will experience that tremendous love within your life. And I would again encourage you. Maybe you've fallen short. Maybe today you're not feeling loved. I hope not so. I hope that you know that God loves you. And how do you experience that love? Just abide in him. Just turn to him this day. You know, he loves you how you are. You say, well, maybe I haven't been keeping the law, keeping the rules like I'm supposed to. You know, just throw out those rules, except for love. Throw out those things that maybe that you think are right, but they're not necessarily found in the Bible. Allow love to be that which is written in your heart, to love God and to love one another. And by doing that, your life will be fulfilled. And so until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.